Schliene vlogite.
Ebrosefkis tatite.
Irini posi. Maren Shepem, but in Totfim Pere, Ferpet Manev, Ova Night of Notia Tempen Shais, Ova Pen Notia, Ova Pen Sotir, so Ospi Echristos, Gia Fereske Vazinego, and of Envoitener, and of Areker, and of Shoptener of Αυτή ασουέρον αυτή του τένα φέντεν σαγριέτα. Αι ουνουθαί εν θόφον. Μαριν τίγου εροφόπους εν δεφ αρχέ έρον. Χεμ πόι εγώ εθού αβόι. Nem niegantir und tepen onch, chen herini ni venin jepi pantokratu. O repchoi sepen uti. The Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guard us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And we ask him to repose the soul of our Father, his holiness, Pope Shenouda III, in the paradise of joy, and forgive us our sins.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this day and all the days of our life in all peace. With your fear, all evil temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, in Zion, answer, Shabbat. وعنادي النفس التي لعبدك البابا شنود الثالث وعنادي الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها أنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة العدو. Mercy upon me, O Lord. Upon my spirits. Hamni Allah, Kadim Rahmetakum, at Lakatri Trafatakum, at the Nota, at the Nota, at the Nota, at
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a bold place.
Alleluia.
Teach me, O Lord, the way your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light upon about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb.
Every day we say this, I just say this part. No, this.
Jeav ashkak soti emonaina.
A reading from the epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Hebrews. May his blessing be upon us. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried out with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Agios o Theos Agios yes son imes quodus Allah quodus alqawi quodus alladhi la Era
Christ our God, who said to us, sent all the disciples and all the apostles, many prophets, the men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you see and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May you be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our mass of those who have been asked, remember them supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who are ready for asleep, report them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection of our soul.
Και υπέρ του καταξίωτην ημάς εις ακροάθειος του Άγιου Ευαγγελίων Κυρίων και των Θεών ημών εκατέκρατει. Oh.
A psalm of David the prophet. May his blessings be with us. Amen. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. May God have mercy and compassion on us and make us worthy to hear your holy gospel. A chapter according to St. Luke the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us. Amen. Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Titeres
in omosio
efiot nemefshiri
nembebneuma es owe
ipsiki soi
tanto uti es vi
shoi semo em tuno In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, you have created the entire creation. You have accepted through the abundance of your righteousness to be the Most High Priest. You have adorned your holy church with a multitude of bounties and the commandments. You have paid for this church with your precious blood for the preparation of your congregation. Grant, O Lord, that we justly remember in all purity to offer unto you thanksgiving, louds for your works, because you are our help and the compassion, our salvation and hope, our cure and resurrection, and our eternal life. You have established, O righteous and philanthropic one, ranks for all creatures that you have created whether they be visible or invisible, and whether they be in the heavens, on earth, or beneath the earth, you have equally established, O Lord, your honored church. Through the labor of guards, watches, and shepherds, so that they may shepherd your flock through preaching and unfeigned interpretation of your word. This they do to prepare for you a congregation and children fit for your heavenly feast. We ask and entreat you, O gracious and philanthropic one, to accept this pure entrustment and the blessed soul of our beloved father, the patriarch Abba Shenouda III, who came unto you our loving God. He is the agent whom you appointed over your holy church, and who hold in his hand the rent of his ordinance. Grant him a heavenly reward and a good rank, that he may join those who preceded him, the teachers and shepherds, those who rightly interpreted the truth, and who have illuminated your church with a genuine light, which is truly knowing you, those whom you have guided to the harbor of eternal life. We entreat you, O King, to include us with them and to give us tranquility with your holy flock, those who were worthy of standing at your right. Make us worthy of the prayers and intercessions, that we may pursue our struggle with neither offense nor deviation. Grant, O Lord, that we may worship you in fear, that we may find grace with them through you, and that we may earn your unmatchable promises. You grant eternal bounties, and you are worthy of the glory with your righteous Father and the Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
If the fight in ti on a kyoshe volev go,
je kzmarot o bashoi si so, je av ashkak so ti emun.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth, all things.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, in the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lightgiver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Stand up for prayer.
Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
Again, let us ask God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, and among them our beloved father, Pope Shenouda III, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the hegumens, our fathers, the priests, our brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, and our fathers, the laymen. And for the full repose of Christians, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us and forgive us our sins.
Graciously, O Lord, repose all your souls in the bosom of all your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of the rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you have appointed, according to your true promises, which are without lie, grand in the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the things which you, God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servants, but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them, as men since they were clothed in the flesh and dwelt in this world. O God, as a good one and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, your servant, the Orthodox Christians, who are in the whole world from sunrise to sunset and from north to the south, each one by his name and each one by your name. O Lord, repose and forgive them, for no one is pure and without blemish, even if his life on earth were a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of heavens. As for us, O Lord, grant us our Christian perfection that would be pleasing to you. Give them and us a share and inheritance with all your saints.
Be seated, please.